listening to Sandbox Radio.
The place, Seattle, Washington. The year is 2050. 15 years ago, in the summer of 35, a small local online retailer invents time travel for the sole purpose of being able to deliver packages to their customers before the customers even order them. The technology works, but the returns process is thrown into chaos when customers, instead of returning items they don't want, simply don't order them in the first place. This creates several tears in the space-time continuum, warping whole neighborhoods and creating our fair city's most famous landmark, the Bremerton waterfront. Time travel is swiftly outlawed by the Sissy Pants Anti-Innovation City Council. And you all know the rest. When time travel is outlawed, only outlaws will travel through time. That's where I come in. I'm what they call a doc. When someone makes a temporal sidestep and screws something up, I make it all better. With my trusty quantum bop gun at my side, and the help of my young apprentice, Miss Molly Mercer, we make sure the history of Seattle stays in line and on time. The past can be a rowdy place, and besides, we'd all hate it if things turned out differently, wouldn't we?
It's time once again for Duck and Mercer's Mostly True History of Seattle. This week's episode, Mooching Totality, by Elizabeth Heffron.
Doc? Doc, wake up!
I'm coming! Yeah, what is it, Molly?
We've got to go back 33 years to the eclipse of 2017.
What? Oh, hell, not another eclipse. Come on up. Yeah, the Renton event of 49 did me in. Psst.
Hey, Doc.
I am so sick of all of those Umbrophiles.
Umbrophiles?
Yeah, those shatter chasers. Eclipse nuts with their fancy telescopes and snarky science babble.
Doc, did you hear that?
Yeah, it sounds like the space-time hubris fabric is getting ripped to shreds.
Oh, no! It's worse than I thought! Get out of your sleep sack and grab your unitard! I'll explain once we're on the transport.
I hate putting on my unitard! This outfit anyway.
The Time Travelers Movement Coalition, you know that. So we can slip through string theory like a knife through butter.
Like butter, huh?
Why are you so down, Doc? How'd your date go last night?
She just doesn't seem to get an old-fashioned guy like me, Molly. I suggested a picnic and a campfire. She wants some hologram encounter with this third individual.
Whoa.
And the minute I start explaining things to her, she just clams up and gives me the evil eye. Women are a conundrum.
A quantum bop gun armed. Hang on, Doc. Here we go. Yikes! Smells like fertilizer in here.
What is this place? Geez, it looks like we've landed in some kind of giant office terrarium. Hey, Molly, could this be...
That's right, Doc. Amazon!
Whole foods. Oh, we got... Whole foods.
We got... notorious Jeff B. and his ageless sidekick, Alexa, have escaped from Mars house arrest.
No!
And traveled back to a time when he was the richest person on the planet for about 25 minutes.
Well, Alexa sure had the sexiest AI voice in the technosphere.
Uh-oh, there's Jeff B. Looks like the mulch is about to hit the fan.
Okay, quiet down!
Quiet down, please.
That's Notorious B's other AI prototype, Timmons, a soothing office presence. He was never fully implemented because beta testing showed he got people so relaxed they'd just turn off all their devices and diddle with their navels.
Look, Jeff, what you're asking for is just not feasible. I don't see how...
Not feasible, my skinny patootie. Why should Madras, Oregon, and Carbondale, Illinois, and Nashville get all the glory?
Because they're on the path of totality and it's only 70 miles wide.
But I've paid for Seattle to get all the glory.
Jeff, we get partiality. We'll see 92% of the eclipse.
Not good enough!
Come on.
Seattle gets the total eclipse, or nobody gets nothing.
Let's all put our finger on our sacral pivot point.
Hey, psst, Molly, who's that quiet group by the ficus trees with the untucked shirts and the dark shades and the pocket protectors?
According to the Googleizer, they're NASA experts on eclipse relocation.
What? Hold on. Eclipse relocation? You can't move an eclipse.
Doc, remember, this is 2017 when reality could be mooched. You say anything enough times and use plenty of expletives, and bam, it becomes true.
Okay, look, Jeff, we're willing to work 80 hours a week and never use our free gym memberships and be superhuman employees, but there's no way we can do this. You're asking us to literally move the sun and the moon.
Just a tad. It wouldn't take much.
I don't see how.
We at NASA believe that ELIX relocation is possible.
We believe eclipse relocation is possible.
What the hell is that?
If I'm not mistaken, Molly, I think we're all hearing the tenor of our times.
The who?
That's Timmons, what it is.
Timmons, fully reconstitute the tenor.
Tenor reconstituting.
We've discovered classified sonic signals that will confound the motion of the moon and the sun and recalibrate their trajectory.
Hey, Molly, they can't do that, can they?
I'm not sure, but amazing things have happened during the awesome power of total solar eclipse. Like, did you know that no one was able to prove Einstein's theory of relativity until the eclipse of 1919?
Refresh me.
Using measurements collected during a solar eclipse viewed off the coast of West Africa, Sir Arthur Eddington was the first to experimentally prove Einstein's theory. Psst, Timmons, reconstitute Sir Arthur Eddington.
As you wish.
Yes, it's obvious. You see, Einstein's theory holds that gravity is not so much a force as a spatial distortion of space-time. Thus, one could interpolate that the images of stars could shift and bend when large bodies such as the sun passed near them. Therefore, when I measure...
Thank you, Sir Arthur.
Certainly.
So, because of a solar eclipse, Doc, the theory of relativity was proven, and Einstein was propelled from the obscurity of the patent office into a scientific superstar.
Yes, it's all coming back to me. And then, of course, there's the Allais effect.
The Allais effect?
In 1954, Maurice Allais discovered that during a total eclipse, the behavior of a pendulum will change as the sun goes behind the moon. Plus, there are temperature drops and strange animal behaviors.
West Coast first contact is predicted in 2 minutes.
No time to lose. Aim the tenor towards the Oregon coast. We've got to draw the moon northward now.
Pardon me, but where's my dressing room?
There is no dressing room. You've got to sing those notes we taught you now.
But my dressing room is in my union contract.
We don't believe in unions.
60 seconds until first contact.
We'll work the dressing room deets out later, Rob. For now, just sing your ass off.
Sing, 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 sing.
Come to me, totality. Come to me, totality. Come, come be with Jeff B. and the
Yes.
And if he gets them wrong, they won't have an effect on the celestial bodies.
Okay.
And, the Googleizer says that in 2017 there was this radio show called Sandbox Radio Live, which occurred just a week after the actual eclipse.
I'm not sure where you're heading with this, Molly.
So we need to kidnap that radio show audience for the greater good and time warp them back 1 week and relocate them into this giant terrarium.
You know, it might work. Wait.
Timmons, reconstitute the Sandbox Radio Live audience into this office terrarium now.
Reconstituting audience. Let's all imagine a mindfulness ball above our heads, swaying gently back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
Well, Molly, it looks like this is where we slip like butter back to the future.
It sure does, Doc.
Thank you.
I gotta say, there's no I in team. You were great today. Congratulations.
Thanks, Doc. You feeling any better about your social life?
Oh, yeah, that. I don't know, Molly. Can an old dog learn new tricks?
Always.
I'm glad you think so.
Hey!
You know?
What, Doc?
This unitard is starting to feel sort of comfy.
Roger that!